Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody fucking with my clique. I got the brat with me. I got Bow Wow with me. Shady, y'all. I got Dondre with me. My man Fresh Cocaine with me. This is so dead. And me?
We having a celebration.
Y'all know who I am.
We having a celebration.
Yeah.
We having a celebration, love.
Y'all know what this is.
3 in the morning, niggas just yawning, but I'm as close as they come. Niggas just boring, see I'm still pouring, fuckers just rolled up a blunt. Would you please get out of the way? These real and WAs, blowing that smoke in your face, while we running the streets to the A. Shots, some back shots, back seats, some mattress. Thugging that passion, let me know how you want it done. Party like every day, yeah, we high like every day. I'm not trying to throw it in your face, but we living like we on vacation.
D-R-I-A, yes, you should know my name. Keep the bad ones with me, and they always glad we came. Popping bottles of that rose, and man, we so turned up. Baby, don't stop popping. So deaf, you know what's up. Ooh, I can change your life.
Yeah.
Boy, come on over here and get yourself a slice.
You want that cake.
And I'ma give it to you. Throw it up, light it up, sit back and watch me do it for you.
Talk to me,
motherfuckers is back in the booth. I'm here to celebrate the occasion. Hashtag confirmation. So guess the location. Papa Molly, I'm on vacation.
Woo!
Fuck parole and probation.
Woo!
Nigga, roll up that Cindy so my piss test to stay pretty. Them time for the my say. Just in case, still on my way. Please don't run up, run up. Cause bitch, I turn up, turn up. I wanna send you to the ER.
We so for real. Fuck the rules, we do what we feel.
All these niggas up in here mad now. Feelings to yourself, everybody in the back now. Ay, and we don't need no reason. Fine bar out any day, any season. Ay, put the cushion out back,
yeah.
Roll it too tight, make sure that they pull good.
Hit it though, I don't smoke, I'm stressed. Gotta be purple, better. Shout out my connect, I'm at the strip club every night. You know them hoes love me, just like Montana. Pop that pussy for me,
get him back.
So, nigga, you know. 40 bands for this two blow. Got me a bad bitch in my two door.
Ain't no swears
up in my circle, nigga. You talk shit, then you dare me. Run around, listen to Greg Street. I'm chained up, I'm rimmed up. My J's on, put them Tim's up. Hold up.
Hey, what you
do? Ball like Jermaine taught me. Spending all of this cash, 26th of my life so fast.
What
I got four bitches up in my room. One is all for my. Got a girlfriend in the closet. Time to start this party. Hold up.
Yeah, fresh cocaine up in the building. Got my mind set on that million. Don't really give a damn about those who be grilling.
Yeah.
I came up from nothing to something. So definitely get me, I'm hurt. And I'm rapping that east side, scream it out loud. I'm blowing that loud, red cover that brown. Now, look at the TV, I'm getting it. Flow is incredible, swagger ridiculous. Go out to show every city I go, they be showing me love. Cause I'm simply meant for this.
But hold up, gonna roll up.
Cause I'm smoking and toasting and living a life. Started playing hard to get right now, but I better beat it up by the end of the night.
Ooh,
yeah.
So many days I grind, but I know that I'ma shine. Just waiting on my time, yeah.
Yeah.
Go hard till ain't nothing left. See the charm on my chest.
Bitch, you know I'm so deaf.
Ooh.
You heard.
Welcome to the Cut G14 Radio. It goes down every Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, Onyx. Also on the line with me, other host, Golden Fleece. Hello.
Yo, what's good?
Good, everything. Very excited tonight.
I'm over here eating Girl Scout cookies, man. You know the Girl Scout cookies back in town.
Yeah.
I'm over here jamming up the peanut butter sandwich joint. So definitely a good night, man. I love when the Girl Scout cookie joint come around, for real.
They knocked on the door. How many boxes did you buy?
Nah. We got this through, my girl got this through the job. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
people
yeah,
come around
yeah,
the job,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we had to get some of those, yo. I haven't had one knock on the door in a minute, really. Everybody
really?
That I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got somebody selling them at the job, or my little girl selling them, you know what I'm saying? And you just buy it through a friend or through somebody's job. I haven't had nobody knocking on the door. And
oh,
I don't
wow.
even live in the hood.
Right. Well, now, you know what? That's I guess that's the same for me. They be outside of Walmart, though, selling them. So that's pretty much where we get them from. But you always got a snack. But, again, everybody, thanks for tuning in tonight. The board is already lit up. I'm already getting a little distracted. G14 Radio is a station via the brand global14.com, which is the social networking site of Jermaine Dupri. The site features everything from news, blogs, fashion, exclusive music, much more, a lot of parties. And we did open the show tonight with Celebration because Social Def is celebrating their 20th anniversary next weekend in Atlanta, Georgia at the Fox Theater. So congratulations to Social Def and Jermaine Dupri. Also, if you stop at global14.com tonight, you will see actually a post for our guest, which is Destiny Underwood. She will be on the show tonight.
Yes, yes.
And I guess for, well, I'll let you go and tell the other guests that do music and aspire to be an artist like Destiny, how they can be considered to have their music played.
Ah, man, since the last show, it's crazy, man. You know, we're getting a lot of emails, and, you know, we're creating relationships, man. Shout out to, I was about to say his whole name, but was it Michael Wannabe?
Yeah,
Bones.
That's what it is,
what,
Bones,
what was yeah. Twitter again? Bones? Yeah, Bones.
Yeah.
I've been communicating with him a lot, man. I just want to shout him out for taking that constructive criticism, you know, about his record the right way. He knew I wasn't shitting on it or nothing like that. He just found, you know, things that he could improve on. And, you know, he hit me. He was like, yo, I just thank you for that, man, because you're right. I had to improve on this. Now check it out. Check out this record. Let me know what you think. And then, boom, had some hot joint he sent me. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, you know, he's willing to do everything that he can to get in the game, you know what I'm saying, because he's talented.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you need people that's around you that's not going to always be like, yeah, that's the dopeness, because it's you on a microphone. You got to really get to people that's like, okay, you could possibly improve on this or maybe this, and just so they could try different things. And then, you know, he even said himself, he hit me up and was like, yo, that's what's up, man. We've been talking through Twitter since then. So shout out to him. Shout out to, man, let me pull up the Twitter, man, so I can get people's,
my
homie that did the Spanish joint.
Hit
me up too.
Man,
I want to get these cats named, because I just want to, you know, shout these cats out and let them know that we respect them and much love for them, you know, tuning into the show. But not only that, like when we do these reviews and stuff like that, you know, cats understand where we coming from, we understand where they coming from, and then you forge a relationship and just try to help out any way you can, you know what
That's
I'm saying?
Right.
That's all it is. And I've been talking to those cats, you know, communicating with them since the last show. But if you want to get us some of your music, hit us up on Twitter. Onyx is Onyx254. I'm the Glue, THAGLUE, on Twitter. Or hit us up on global14.com. I'm at Golden Fleece on global14.com. And Onyx is just Onyx on global14.com. So if you ain't signed up, sign up, communicate, chat, you know what I'm saying, get with us in there or through our Twitters and just send us that joint. We'll listen to it next time we have the live show. We'll play it. You know what I'm saying? And, yo, it was a great show when we had the live joint, you know. So shout out to everybody that's out there trying to make this shit work and make this shit go. You know what I'm saying? We all about helping and supporting, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And definitely, like you said, shout out to all of them. And thank you guys, because I definitely had a couple of tweets myself. And it was really humbling to know that people actually took that advice, even though it was just myself and you, took that advice, ran with it, and then actually you know, came back and went harder and went stronger, and the material was so much better. So again, I was just, it was, you know, I just had to piggyback off what you said, because it was so profound. So again, tonight, I already announced it a little bit, but we do have a special guest joining us. We met Destiny Underwood, by the way, of Global14.com, but she, I believe, has some a partnership of some sort with YouTube. I'm going to get with, ask a little bit more about that, but she is really just on her way to the top, already open for Diggy, already performing on large platforms, has a fan page, has a fan base, all at the age of 14. So it's really exciting. I'm so proud and just an honor to have her on the show tonight.
Yeah, man, and I'm going to definitely watch my language tonight because we got the little princess on, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So just, you know, if you hear me spurt out something real quick, just stop me in my tracks, you know what I'm saying?
I will do, I will do. Well, I want to, normally we would play the song before our guest comes on, but actually.
Wanamaker. Mike
yes.
Wanamaker.
Yes.
Okay.
Bones, ben yeah, Wanamaker. Michael Wanamaker.
Yeah. Bones, yeah, Michael Wanamaker. I just wanted to make sure I got that right.
Yeah, no thing. Well, what I'll do real quick, we usually play the track or the single of our guests before they come on, but I actually want Destiny to, because she has such a huge, large fan base, I actually would love for her to introduce to herself. So we're going to wait for her to be on the line, and she'll be on in just a couple of seconds. And I know later tonight we may go ahead and talk about Grammys after Destiny Underwood, and it would be nice to see what she thought, who had the best performance and who had the worst. So that would be pretty interesting. But for now, before Destiny actually comes on the line, we do have Billboard charts. You guys already know how we do it here on The Cut. Number one on the pop charts is Taylor Swift with I Knew You Were Trouble. And the radio is Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven. Hot 100 R&B hip-hop song and rap song is Thrift Shop, Macklemore, Ryan Lewis. And then the number one R&B hip-hop album is Love Charlie with Charlie Wilson. So not too bad, not too bad at all. Nice to see Charlie back on the charts. It's been a minute.
Yeah, man, you know, he makes his little, you know, appearances on that joint. Charlie, you know what's crazy about Charlie Wilson? He sounds just like the records.
Yes,
like,
he does.
You hear Charlie Wilson sing live, and Charlie Wilson sounds like you just put on a record or a CD, and that's what you're listening to. Like, that cat is amazing live. Unlike Frank Ocean, who we'll get into.
Oh, wow.
Right.
I'm looking at
you. Got to tighten up that live performance, baby. That shit was horrible.
Look, we're going to get into all of that. We're definitely going to get into that in a couple of seconds here. Well, not a couple of seconds, but later on the show tonight, before Destiny Underwood comes on again, coming on the line in a short few, I keep saying seconds, in a few minutes. I actually want to play a track from someone who submitted their music to us, and it is now in the queue, and this is from the group Flatline, and it is called Hi Hater, or How You Doing, Hi Hater.
Hello, hater. They call me Avis. To her, I'm the man, but she call me baby. Now that's just crazy, but I don't got no sense. There's plenty fish in the sea, but I don't need no fish. But fuck all that old shit. Get up on this new shit. Got these girls in Nike checks, so what I say, chick do it. I'm from New York, but you know I got that giant money. What these old niggas telling just because they money funny? But what's up?
What's up?
What's up to these yellow bones? Need two or three.
Two or three?
Hell yeah, now I'm in my zone. Make a hater sick. I hope they never get better. Niggas think they hot. Man, this show sweater. Hello, hello. Hater, how you doing? 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 How you doing? These niggas don't know you till the fame come. Boom, shaka like a money, you're the layup. They better lace up, I pick the pace up. Cause they say that time is money, I never wait up. And tell the waitress we need bottles in this section. The girls come in groups, so make a selection. But it's money over girls, I'm sticking with the trend. Couple drinks to your face, make your world spin. Living out my dreams, don't think I wanna wake. And yeah, I'm eating greedy, I'll take what's on your plate. Yeah, I'm the illest, but it gets no better. Mr. Forecast, make it rain, I change the weather. I'm no career, but I'm the one these girls pursuing. And yeah, I see you looking, hello, hater, how you doing? Hello, 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 hello, hater, how you doing? How you doing? I'm such a fresh prince, but I ain't Will. I feel a bank stove. Call me Uncle Phil, I'm VIP, pretty women, bottles on chill. They down for anything, came for the thrill. So what she don't do for y'all, for us, she probably will. Condom to your feelings, hater, fuck how you feel. Yeah, a hater would never fit in my picture. So if he dissing, then he diss us from a distance. Get it, I'm the reason why his missus went messing. Did it, now the so-called player all up in his feelings. Vomit, I'm too focused all on my paper to be worrying about a hater. So it's hello hater, how you doing? Then deuces, see you later. Yeah, I make smart moves, but the money's stupid. She fallin' in love, one arrow, silly cupid. Hello, hello, hater, how you doing? 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 How you doing?
Welcome back to G14 Radio Cut. That was Flatline with Hater. Hello, Hater. How you doing? I thought it was edited, but I guess not. Actually, I do have our star for the night, Destiny Underwood, on the line with us. Hey, Destiny.
Hey, Onyx. Hey, Golden Fleece.
Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Awesome, awesome. Golden is so laid back. He's having a snack back there. He's snacking on Girl Scout cookies.
Destiny, I got Girl Scout cookies, man. You know how that is.
Those are the best things ever.
Ever, ever. So I'm back here and enjoying that. And you know we're glad to have you on. So it's time to talk to the little princess, see what she got going on. We heard you just dropped a single, so we got to find out more about this.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to go ahead and let you introduce the track in a moment, but if you want to give us a little bit of information prior to doing that, as well as your fans, kind of how you came up with the track and the concept behind it.
Well, actually, I have a couple people listening in the chat room, but I want to go ahead and say this for y'all forever who doesn't know me. I'm Destiny Underwood, and I'm 14 years old, and my passion is music, and this song, I actually did not write this song, but another person wrote this song for me, and this song is basically just about being yourself, not caring about what others think, and the song title is Chameleon, and if some of y'all don't know what a chameleon is, it changes colors to whatever, and it's background, so it's basically saying you can be anything that you want to be, you just got to set your mind to it. So I'm in love with this song, and I hope you guys enjoy this song as much as I do. Thank y'all for listening, and here is Chameleon.
All right.
I can let them bring me down. Oh, there's no way I'm not.
Welcome back to G14 Radio Cut. Just premiered our Destiny Underwood's new single, Chameleon, and she is on the line live with us. great single. I'm very excited, and I like a lot of the breakdown parts that you guys did in there. It really gets you in the dance mode dance mood. I said mode. I mean, that's exciting. I already know that you're. Are you working on the video? What are you doing with
Well, actually, yeah, we're working on the video now, and we're kind of coming up with ideas, like, with what the video should be based around and everything like that and what should be in there. So, yeah, y'all can look for a video actually coming pretty soon. But until then, the song is actually on iTunes now and Google Play and anywhere that you can buy music for only 99 cents. So it's a pretty good price, and y'all can just help me out, and I hope y'all liked the single a lot.
The song is so exciting, Destiny, and you're such an inspiration to so many people, even adults. You have great control, great vocal range. I mean, it's just exciting to hear someone putting out great product with a great voice at such a young age. I'm going to stop. Go ahead. I know you have things to say. This is your first time here, and I'm sorry.
Man, like, you know, all of the material that I hear from Destiny, the reason why it's going to grab so much is because it says things that people in her age group want to say out of their mouth, need to say out of their mouth, and need to say in a certain way out of their mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like the I believe in me, they can't tell me no. You know, this is stuff that once it's catchy, which is supposed to be rhythmic musically. You know what I'm saying? So not only that, it has meaning. So anything, if you notice any hit songs, they're going to have something that somebody wants to say out of their mouth, but in a melodic way. And I think every time I hear records that she does, I think that's very smart that whoever writes for her or when she writes, they make sure they say something that is either empowering that girls want to say or cute that girls want to say, but they say it in a way that you can always remember the hooks. You know what I'm saying? You can always remember what they said. Just heard the song a minute ago. I'll be knowing about the I Believe in Me, I Got the Master Key. Oh, and I just heard it. You know what I'm saying? It's going to stick with you. Very, very important stuff. And it's a great, great, great trait to keep in your music.
Absolutely.
You're
going to
definitely win with all that stuff. So keep doing your thing, Destiny, because
that
is very important. Very important with the young artists. Very important.
Thank you so much. Like, that's basically what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to inspire other people to do what they want to do. Like, maybe they're scared. Like, a girl on my Facebook fan page the other day, she was like, I'm scared to put my videos on YouTube and everything. And I'm just like, just go for it, you know. I'm trying to inspire people, and I'm trying to have people look up to me as an artist and as a person. So, I mean, I like actually one of my favorite kind of songs, or inspirational songs for me, to actually sing, because I mean somebody can relate to me and everything like that. So that's what I'm trying to do as an artist. But the next song that y'all can be looking for is actually a love song, actually. But I will be putting more inspirational songs up there. It's not gonna be a bad love song. It's gonna be a sweet.
We talking about puppy love here, right? We talking puppy love. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like Big Brother coming through. Wait a minute.
Come on, man. Let me tell you something right now. 14-year-old girls, sometimes you get 14-year-old girls that think they're 29. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make sure Destiny doesn't cross that line on these love songs.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to crossing that line. We're going to keep it on the down. Like, it's not going to go
Cool. So let me tell you a funny story. Like, I don't know if you guys watch MTV Jams. I love watching MTV Jams, and sometimes they show the old school videos and things like that. But the other day I was watching it, and I don't know if you guys remember the group 702.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, 702 had a song with another group of guys who they came and went. Their name was Subway, and they had this song called, I Want You to Stay So We Could Play the Little Game We Play. They were like 14 years old when they sung that song, but Gerald Levert had wrote that song for them. Right. And in that video, they are trying to be so old and they look so young that it was so it didn't fit. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And now that I look back at it, I'm like, why did General LeVert write this song for these little kids? And they're trying to do the pop dance, and oh, it was so funny. I was like, wow. And they were really young at the time. So, you know, you don't want to be out there, you know, going that
far.
Yeah,
of course
like
not. We're
going
to be sticking to just little things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
and,
cool.
And it's so nice, too, because you definitely, as 14 and thinking back when I was 14, oh, my God, it seems so long ago, you definitely do have the crushing, you know, and have, you know, you take interest, of course. You know, boys are cute. It's fun. And that's just what it's about, having fun, having a first dance.
Right.
Exactly.
Maybe a first kiss if we're allowed. I don't know. I don't know. A kiss on the cheek? I don't know. But it's just nice to hold hands and share jackets or something. I don't know if that was just me. The Letterman jacket, you know, that's fun. So, and I think of songs like Sammy, I Like, you know, those are nice, wholesome,
right.
age-appropriate songs. So, and Destiny, you, luckily, and I'm so glad, I got to kind of speak with you off air, and you're going in a great
direction.
And you and your team are just really going to take off, and we're so excited for you.
Thank you
we
so
really
much.
Are. I want to ask you a couple of questions, and I want to not talk so much because there's a lot of people listening to you right now and a lot of new callers listening. So I know that you're 14. When did you actually start singing?
Well, I've been singing pretty much all my life. Like, since I was little, I knew that it was something that I wanted to do, and I just took that. And when I actually did my first live performance when I was actually not even in kindergarten yet, I was actually probably about 4 or 5 years old, and I sung Let It Burn by Usher because he was my favorite back then. But it was actually it was actually at a kiddie graduation, and I sung that, and, like, it was only probably like 40 people there, but it felt like it was just such a big crowd. And, you know, I just let it go. And then the next performance was actually after kindergarten at an after-school program. And it was actually a pretty big one. And I performed We Belong Together by Mariah Carey from her 2005 album, I think. And there was a whole gym of people. And when the hot part came at the end, I slid across the floor and everybody went crazy.
Oh,
but,
my goodness.
Like, it was just like, ever since a young age, I knew that this is what I wanted to do. So I've been working up to it. And, I mean, it's not easy, and it's not very easy getting noticed. So you just got to put yourself out there, and it'll come if you try hard enough. But it's not easy. But, you know, if you want it bad enough, then you can do it.
Absolutely. Oh, this is going to be such a fun and inspirational evening. I love times like this because this is what the show is. We try to base the show upon, and just encouragement and education and informing. So this is just wonderful. I want to also ask you then, looking back, so you said before kindergarten, who is someone that you look up to musically? You don't have to name everyone, but who's one of your favorite artists?
Well, actually, one of my favorite artists still today is Mariah Carey, and because I love her vocals, and I love Christina Aguilera and Beyonce, and I really like Rihanna's style and everything like that. And I also look up to JD, actually, because I loved him before I even knew him. I mean, he wrote all these hit songs that I was in love with. So
yes.
I mean, those are a couple, those are a couple people that I look up to. And, like, when I was little, like, before even, I could say it was probably about in maybe second grade, first grade, I actually would ask my mama to buy me a magazine every single day, and it was like a People magazine or Us magazine, and I would actually cut out Mariah Carey pictures and put them all over my room because I was in love with her.
Oh, yes. And you know what?
That
Wait.
Is awesome.
That is so much fun. I miss those days. I actually, Brandy was my first, I think, one of my first. Gosh, until my age, but Brandy was one of my first when I was like 8 or 9 years old, among very many, and I'm definitely a fan of Beyonce and Mariah Carey as well, so I definitely agree with you. Well, let's talk about the opening up for the concerts. Can you kind of tell us, because I know you opened for Diggy, and that just must have been crazy.
Yeah.
I saw the performance actually on YouTube when we first were introduced to you on Global, and it was amazing. I was like, look at this girl killing the stage.
Thank you.
How did you land that?
We had the audition actually at the skating rink in Macon. And, okay, so we went there, and it was late at night. It was maybe around 7 o'clock, really. And there was a whole bunch of people there, and I was super scared, and, like, I didn't know. But, I mean, I had confidence in myself. And so there was people going by. You had to register to actually make it and everything like that. So you had to register to perform. And I wasn't the first performance, so I had to wait for a couple, like, a minute or maybe, like, 30 minutes or so. And then it was my time to perform. They called me up there, and I sang Usher's Climax, and everybody loved it, and I was super excited. And we still had to wait for the rest of the performers to go. And then it was at the end, came down to about, I think it was the finalists. They had people there, picked, like, 8 people. And they got to, like, 6th person. I'm like, okay, where's my name at? And I'm getting kind of nervous. And then the 7th person, I think, was actually me, and I was so excited. I mean, it felt really good because before then, like, I know Golden had posted something about failure and everything. Like, I just had to learn to accept it. When I went there that day, I was just like, it's okay if you don't make it and everything. But, like, it was so exciting when I finally made it. So, but it wasn't over then. It came down to 3 people because only 2 people could go through.
Oh, my goodness.
And so... And then it came down to just 3 people. So, and then it was me and a rapper that actually made it through. And, like, that night was actually one of the most exciting nights ever because, I mean, it felt like I was actually accomplishing something and I had actually got said yes to, because prior to that, I had been said no to a lot. And so I was really excited. And I was actually in tears, actually, because I was so excited. And then that night came. It was amazing. That night was unforgettable. And, like, the performance felt so good. Like, I couldn't even explain it.
Yes, yes. And I can tell that you guys really rehearsed and gave a great show. And that's one thing that I really love about you as an artist is that you're a performer. Even in your YouTube videos, when you do your covers, like, you're really great. I'm like, how does she get this? I mean, I could never tell if you're nervous. Like, I never can tell. And that's just amazing. Like, I need to get like you and not be, like, shy and nervous. But that I'm so impressed, and I'm so excited for you. You're going to be, like, as great as Mariah Carey and the other people that you mentioned. So thank you for sharing
that with us. Yeah, like, usually I'm nervous right before I go on, but as soon as I start performing, it's just something just comes out of me, and the nerves just go away.
So how do you take in, how is it for you balancing, like, the school and then the lessons or rehearsing in studio? I can't imagine what that must be like. How does that work for you?
Well, I'm actually homeschooled now, so
it is
better to be homeschooled because I can actually work my schedule around the classes that I have to take. But we go to Atlanta every Saturday and Sunday for dance and artist development. And, I mean, I live an hour away from Atlanta, and I can't drive. So, I mean, it's very helpful to have, like, my parents there to support me. And because I can't drive, I don't have the money and the resources to put in the recording time and everything like that. So, I mean, it's very helpful for them to help me to get me to Atlanta. So, on Saturdays and Sundays, I don't do my lessons. But through the weeks, like, on Monday through Friday, I'll do my lessons and then practice a little bit. And that's usually the routine of the day. But on the weekends, it's just Saturday and Sunday going up to Atlanta.
That is so amazing. Your parents are awesome. And your mother is so supportive. And I really think that's important. And I really admire the fact that they believe in you and your dream so much. And you know, it's like the family dream, the American dream. Michael Jackson, it reminds me of. But that is so great to be able to have that opportunity to homeschool, get your lessons in. And I like the fact that they say, you know, work first, lessons in first, and then, you know, the practicing on the music. So that's awesome. Really, really cool. Interesting to know. I didn't know that. Golden, did you know?
Well, did she went to Atlanta every Saturday?
No, about being able to balance school. You're eating your cookies.
Yeah, she mentioned she was homeschooled on Global 14 before.
I missed it. And now new listeners and new fans, they get to know that too. But that's not going to be everybody's path and dream. But that's exciting to know that you have that opportunity. What are some of the things that you're, aside from the video, working on now? Are you putting out an album? What is the goal right now for Destiny Underwood, the brand?
We're actually working, like we said, we're working on the video, and then we're actually working on new songs. And I know, like you said, I got on the phone with you the other day, so y'all can be looking for new songs with me and Onyx on there. She's going to be writing them for me. And
Yay.
We're basically just looking to, we're looking to put out new music, so we want to get a full album out. And, like, I'm very excited for that because I haven't had an album yet. I just only have 3 singles. So we're basically just putting out music, looking for performances and everything, and just keeping it going and everything that I'm doing and staying persistent.
Okay. Sounds like an amazing plan. And, I didn't want to say because I didn't know if it was a secret or not, but I'm so excited about what we get to work on together because I really love your voice, so it's going to be amazing.
Thank you.
You actually have some callers on, so I'm going to actually bring your husband on live right now. And she is live with G14 Radio Cut. Micah?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Hey, how are you guys doing?
We are fine.
How are you doing?
Okay. Hey, Micah.
I'm doing good. Hey, Destiny.
How are you?
Good. I'm fine. I'm so excited to be here to join you guys tonight.
Did you have any questions?
Well, no, I really don't have any questions. I just was... excited to be here and talk to you tonight and show some support and love and just tell you to keep doing your thing. And I love you and keep doing your thing.
Thank you.
Let me say this, guys. This feels like when I used to go down south to my grandmother's house. I'm from New York. And this feels like when I used to visit the south and hear the accents and the warmth of people and how they would talk to you in the south from the city was so different, and I embraced it so much when I took those trips. And just hearing her come on the phone and it's like, hey, you guys, and it just brought me back to that, like the southern hospitality. I love it. I just had to say that, like the accent, everything. Support sounds great. I love it.
I love like all my supporters and all my family, and I just want to, if y'all supporters are listening out there, I want to tell y'all thank y'all so much, and I want to give thanks to you, Onyx, and you, Golden Fleece, for everything, and it's just amazing how much support that I have gotten on my new single and everything that I put out. I mean, just to name a few, like, everybody on, actually, G14, that's actually my favorite site right now, like, y'all are so supportive, and, like, y'all cut out all of the hate and everything, and y'all just give people good advice and everything like that, like George, K. Monroe, Ash, Spotlight, Corey, Cupid, D-Mac, and everybody like that. And if I didn't name y'all, all my rest of my G14 fam, I love y'all, all of my Twitter followers and everything like that, all my family, I love you, Micah. And I just want to say thank y'all so much for all the support, sending pictures in of Chameleon, of you buying the song. It just means a lot to me. Like, I couldn't tell y'all how much it means to me.
Yes, it is. It's nothing like true, genuine support. And then when the record is as amazing as what you put out, it's even all the better. I actually have someone else on the line for you, Destiny. Thank you so much, Micah.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye, Micah.
I'm so sorry. I keep interrupting. We have Spotlight on the phone from Global 14.
Spotlight,
you are live right now with the cut.
Hi, Destiny.
Hey, Spotlight. Hey, it's so nice to finally talk to you.
I know, right? This is the first time hearing your voice. You talk so articulate.
You had to teach me how to talk. But yeah, you sound so professional, and I like your drive. I always did. When I came on Global 14, I remember seeing you put up a song of yours you did for the school, and I was blown away of how much support you had gotten. And I said, wow, this little girl had all this whole school behind her doing this video. And I knew then, I said, she's special. She's gonna do major things. She's got love and the support of me. So that's that right there. That's the beginning of everything that happened.
Thank
big.
You. So.
Yeah, and I love your song. I listen to it.
What did you say?
I said, I love the song. I listen to it. Love
Thank
the lyrics.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Yeah, very positive, and like they said, it's so powerful to have someone have a song where their words is speaking to the soul, you know, and they're
it's
saying something positive, and it's telling people to keep going and don't give up. And in this industry, you know, I know just like you know, it's not a cakewalk. Nothing's guaranteed to us. We have to work for everything we do, and we have to love it along the way just to keep going in the midst of situations not going the way we might want it to, disappointments, and you probably like me get so many people promise you things you never seen. You're like, hold up, you said, you know,
exactly.
But it's that world we in, but just the love of creating. And when you add in creating and defining and changing people's lives with some real talk, that's powerful. So I do see me and you working in the future. I don't know what we're going to do one day, but I always said me and her are going to do something. I don't know what.
Yeah, we need to do something.
Yes, I see it coming. You know, it just takes a matter of the right timing. But, yeah, I congratulate you on what you're doing, and I wish you all of this success in the world.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm going to keep staying on my grind, and I promise y'all that I'm never going to give up, no matter how much rejection I get, because all y'all support, it just keeps me going. And when I feel like I'm about to, like, break and everything, I just go back to the reason why I started this and why I've been going so long is for y'all and for me. Like, this is what I love to do. And, I mean, yeah, there are times when I'm like, okay, I'm tired and everything, but I just go back to all my supporters and the reason why I started this. And, I mean, it means a lot that y'all support me, and it's just great. So thank you so much for calling in, Spotlight.
This is my first time calling in, too. See how you sent me here for the first time? I've been meaning to call in so many times and just get sidetracked. I'm serious. Like, it's time y'all posted it.
Yeah.
And I have the best intentions. I'm like, I'm calling in. And I don't know what happened after that. So I'm glad to finally come on here.
yes, definitely nice.
Yeah,
it's
good to have you on here, man.
You
got to start tuning in more often, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you keep those intentions.
I got to keep my intentions. I got to do it, Golden. I got to do it.
That's right.
We're gonna hold you to it. The next time we're gonna hit you on Bunk Robo, we're gonna tweet you, and we're gonna be like, "Hey, it's a minute to the show. Where are you?
Where are you at?" Exactly.
Okay, that's the best thing to do for me, because I could get sidetracked. I got a little ADHD. I got a little bit of ADHD. You don't catch me, I might do something else.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
You too. Miss Destiny, I know we're getting all the love on G14 Ready to Cut Hotline. I actually have another caller I'm holding for you, and this is KK. I'm going to bring her live right now. KK, you're live with G14 Radio.
Des.
Hey, KK.
Hey, honey, you sound awesome. And
Thank
I just
you
wanted
so
to tell
much.
You that. I loved you, and you sounded great, and yes, you are articulate. And you're fabulous, and your drive is so sincere, and your heart is so big, and you
Thank
are
you.
Just honest and open, and all that comes through, honey. And you will go places because you have the love and support that you have, and because you are true to yourself and true to your beliefs, and you know who is behind you and who is always
Thank
with you.
Thank you so much.
I'm so proud of you. I love you.
I love you too.
So sweet. I love this.
This is actually my grandmother.
Oh my goodness. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Nice listening to y'all. You guys all just sound so supportive and loving, and that's all wonderful thing. Like somebody else, one of the other callers was talking about being promised things, and that can be kind of tough, and that Destiny's tough, and between her and her mom and the support that she has, she will be able to see through all those sometimes false things that are said, and she'll be strong.
Yeah, it takes special people, and, you know, we've all been witnessing Destiny and, you know, her special talents, but not only that, her mentality. Because a lot of people will have the talent, but when you're swimming in that pool of sharks that's out there, you have to also have the mentality and the know-how and the support of people to teach you the right things. And it's just refreshing to see that she has a support team of people behind her that are going to lead her down the right path. Not only that, she's smart herself, so she knows right from wrong, and she'll lead herself down the right path. But that's very important in this industry, because there's a lot of people waiting to take advantage of you, you know, and it's just how it is out there. So it is very refreshing to see that she has a team behind her that has so much support, and also that she's an intelligent young lady herself that won't fall for the okie doke, as I like to call it.
Thank you. I appreciate all those kind words about my granddaughter. And
yes,
that's you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
She's very intelligent.
She is. She's very inspirational too. And these are things we've been saying along the way. So we're just excited to have her on the show tonight as a guest.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Yeah. All right. Love you, Des.
I love you too.
Y'all have a good night.
Thank you.
You too.
Take care, man.
So cool, so cool. I love it. Love it when family calls in and shows the support. I really, really do. The first show that we had, Destiny, we had Mr. Boomtown, who's a video director, and my mom called in, and I was so embarrassed, right? But everybody loved it, and it was just amazing.
Yeah.
I went back and listened. I'm like, that was cool of mom to call in and support. So,
yeah.
And just shout out to your family for calling in and, you know, doing what they do, always do. I'm showing you that support and love that you need, and I'm so excited for you. It's a nice night.
Thank you. Yeah, they're really supportive, and, like, they back me up on anything. So, I mean, thank y'all for calling in.
You need that type of stuff. That is very important in anything that we do, especially, you know, young people trying to be entrepreneurs, trying to make it out there. I was watching a show, it's on NBA TV, it's called Open Court, and it was basically for Black History Month, and what they were talking about was how adults, there's a generation gap, and, you know, some of our adults, you know, in the Black community or, you know, the Latino community, different people, they tend to say, hey, you're going to get out there and learn yourself, and you know, you're going to get out there and take your lumps, and that's how you're going to learn. When it really shouldn't be like that. It really should be like, hey, let me guide them so they'll know what not to run into. Let me show them the secrets if I have the secrets. Let me give them what they need so they won't take those lumps and have to learn for themselves. And actually Shaquille O'Neal said that, and it was so good to hear him say that, because I think a lot of people just have a different perception of how you should deal with the younger generation, especially when it's somebody older. So when you have parents and support system like your grandmother, your aunts, or whoever else that are around you that drive you an hour, you know what I'm saying? Drive you an hour to artist development, that doesn't happen for a lot of kids. You know what I'm saying?
It
and you know that the kids that it has happened for have had the success. Usher's mom's always been with Usher. Bow Wow's mother.
Beyonce's dad.
Beyonce's, that there's countless artists that are superstars now that had that type of support. So you're right on that path, and I think you're going to be right where they are. So that's
big. That's right. And Destiny, we do have another caller on the line for you. Like I said, Destiny, getting all the love, G14 Radio to cut. Tony Muniz live now to speak with you.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Destiny.
Hey.
How are you? This is Tony.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. God bless you so much. I just want to say to you, I'll try to encourage you, you know, to keep going. As a musician with a 20 years of music career, you know, I know it's a, you know, it's been a struggling time in my life, you know, and I know you're a leader fighter, and I'm really amazed of what you're doing and how you're doing it and the support that you've been having of your family. And, you know, you can count on me all the time. So, I mean, God bless you so much and keep going on.
Thank you. That means so much to me that you actually called in and gave me some advice. That means a lot.
Mm-hmm. You know, we are here for you always, okay? So keep going forward. God bless you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you for the opportunity to the radio station people.
Thank you so much, Tony. We anytime.
No, thank you, sir. Thank you.
For
calling in.
And that was really special. And you know, and I just want to say, it really is, Destiny. And this is such, and I know that, like you said, you really appreciate it and all of that. And this is just an amazing moment because a lot of people don't have that real support. And everyone's saying the same thing. They're saying you have a great voice. You have a great foundation, the family, you have a lot of support. These are the same, you know, everyone's saying the same thing, great things about you. So like you said earlier, you know, you may have those no's, but when you get that one yes, it's that it makes it all worth it. So
yes,
again,
it does.
I mean, I can't imagine the feeling that you have right now, and just, you know, fast forwarding a few years, not too fast, but we are excited to see.
Yes.
You
know, it's a great thing, Destiny. You,
oh, yeah.
You got it, man. You definitely got it. And I'm going to tell you what a wise CEO businessman told me before. He said, if you don't wake up looking for the answer no, that means you didn't open your mouth to get a yes. So even if somebody told you no, it's because you put something in front of their face and gave them a chance to say yes. And if you don't ever look for a no, you'll never get a yes. So the no's can't discourage you. That means you're doing something right. You're getting in front of people, and you're letting them know what you're about.
Yes,
right. Yeah, like you can only fail. Like if you can only fail if you don't do it. So, I mean, that keeps pushing me as well. So, like, I look forward to that. And, I mean, I don't stop, and I know that I'm going to get no's. Like, even the best people got no's before, but, I mean, I take those no's and I run with them, and I make myself better, and then come back the next time 10 times stronger.
That's right.
It.
That's right. I mean, I love it. I love Destiny. I wish she could host the show with us, but I know you have other priorities. What I want to do now is give you an opportunity to share anything you'd like with your fans, followers, a huge fan base. Congratulations, by the way, Destiny. And you take I'm just amazed and I'm blown away again. Just even at your age, you're very, very well beyond your years and experience.
You.
Yes, and experience and just with your personality, everything about you. So, again,
Thank you so much.
I'd be so excited.
You got to read what she wrote under the video that I posted on Lobo.
I did.
I honestly loved that video, Golden.
Yes.
Thank you.
It was a very nice
video.
I put it up there for all of us
to, you know, get inspired by, you know, when he sent it to me, it definitely gave me some inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to share with everybody, especially anybody chasing a dream, like, it was big for him.
Mm-hmm. It was very touching. And everyone that's listening in tonight, again, it's G14 Radio The Cut via global14.com. That is Jermaine Dupriez, yes, CEO, entertainment mogul, ATL, Jermaine Dupriez, social networking site. He has kind of got into that as well. So go ahead and check out the site. That's where we're introduced to Destiny Underwood. And it's been nothing but greatness since then. So if you're an aspiring artist or you just want to come and become a fan, Destiny, you can go ahead and give your networks out as well.
Oh, yeah. You can actually follow me on Twitter at DeathStar19. That is actually DeathStar19. Here on Global 14 is actually just Destiny Underwood. You can look me up on YouTube, that's Destiny Underwood as well, and on Facebook, it's actually Destiny Underwood fan page, so just show me some support on there, just follow me, and I would actually like to give all y'all listeners some advice, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to tell y'all just to, like, never give up, because you never know how close you are to your dreams or anything that you're trying to do, like, you might not want to be a singer, but, I mean, like, you might be trying to put out clothing lines or something like that. But I'm just telling you, like, never give up and just always keep pushing. Accept your failure. Make yourself better. I mean, and take constructive criticism because, I mean, some people, yeah, they're going to be just trying to put you down. And they're just going to be totally wrong about it. But some people are actually trying to give you constructive criticism, and you just got to take it and make yourself better. Now, I want to also tell y'all to just stay humble about yourself. Like, being cocky is not going to get you anywhere in life. And, I mean, people want a person to look up to that they can relate to and they can actually have a conversation with. Like, being like that, having that attitude is never going to get you anywhere. So stay humble, stay persistent. And another thing is to, if you're trying to do something, promote yourself as well as you can. Like, nobody is going to come to you, and if you don't put yourself out there, they're never going to find you. So promote yourself, put yourself anywhere that you can be seen or heard, and I mean, just promote. Like, I get on Twitter, get on Global 14, YouTube, and everything every single day, and I make sure that people hear me, because they're not going to hear me if I don't put myself out there. Like, when I was on YouTube in March 2010, like, I thought that the views were just going to come to me and I didn't have to promote myself at all. So, I mean, and for the first 3 days when I put up that first video, like, I basically had 5 views, to be honest with you. And it was very disappointing. And, I mean, I learned that I can't just put up a video, not respond to people, not do anything like that. And, I mean, I have to comment back to everybody who say things, who say nice things, who say mean things, who have constructive criticism, and I have to put myself out there and promote myself, because, I mean, I don't have a promoter yet, but, I mean, just promote yourself as well as you can, stay humble and never give up, and accept failure, and, I mean, you can be all good, and you can have the world if you just do what you got to do and stay persistent about yourself. Like, don't give up and just follow your dreams. So that's what I have to say.
I love it. I loved it. I loved it. Gosh, I want to say something. I have another call for you, Destiny, and I hope that everyone that was listening tonight soaked in that information, every age, every career field. I hope you were listening. I'm going to bring a Global 14 member live right now. G14 Radio The Cut, you live with Destiny Underwood.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, Destiny, what's up, man? This is Chris Skyler. I was just calling the show support.
Hey, Chris.
I know you grinded. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hello?
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to hearing your music and seeing you blow.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited that you called tonight, actually.
No doubt, no doubt. I'll be down in Atlanta soon, and hopefully we can do some work. But keep doing your
thing. I know.
Thing.
Hopefully we can shoot the video. This is actually everybody, Chris, that I'm looking forward to shooting the Chameleon video with. And I'm super excited
about
it. Awesome. Yes.
Nice. Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Skyler, another talented G14 member. Super talented dude.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Yes. But we're looking forward to shooting the Chameleon video.
cool. And I'm gonna stay on the line. I just wanted to make sure I called in and let you know that I'm listening. I'm supporting.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to Chris for calling in. And I said, you know what? I'm still waiting on his music as well. So I'm glad he's on the line. We need your music, sir. Please send it to us.
good.
Well, he's got some fire.
He does. He's real dope.
Seen some videos and dance moves. The brother is getting it in out there, and he got a lot of support too. So shout out to C Scholar for calling in.
No doubt. We definitely need to get him on the show. Matter of fact, maybe need to hook that up immediately.
Yeah, definitely.
Destiny, I don't want to hold you up for the rest of the evening, but I do want to just, again, I know I've been saying it the whole show, but I want to thank you for coming on tonight and sharing that premiere with us. Great song, great single. Looking forward to the video. Looking forward to working with you. So glad that I have that opportunity. And everybody on this line is like, you know, waiting to work with Destiny. So I'm in the right business right now. Like, I'm really working with the stars. So I'm really humbled by that. And again, I just thank you so much. And thank you for being such a supporter of the show as well. We really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. I love the show. And I mean, it gives me a lot of advice. And y'all keep it cool. And I just love the show. So y'all keep doing what y'all are doing too, because it's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Destiny is definitely extended family of the Cut Radio Show, man.
Thank you.
Anytime on this joint, and you know.
Actually, I have a question for y'all before I go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering what y'all are going to wear to the So So Def 20th anniversary concert.
Oh, my God.
I have not figured out what I'm wearing yet.
I was going to say, I don't know. I have no clue. I was going to say I can answer. I have not a clue.
Whatever it is going to be comfortable.
Oh, yeah,
Whatever it is, it's going to be comfortable because you're going to be probably dancing, jumping for crisscrosses, jump, dancing with, you know, Jagged Edge and Escape, Bow Wow's, it. So it's going to be a lot of moving around. So my suggestion to whoever's coming through that piece is that they have some comfortable on, because I know you're going to be jumping around. You're not going to be able to not jump when crisscross says jump. Like,
yeah.
Well, before Destiny, before we do get on out of here, I actually have another caller on the phone for you, and I will let her speak. You live with Destiny on G14 Radio The Cut.
Okay. Destiny? Hey. Hey, it's Kaylee. Hi, Kaylee.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that I've been listening the whole night, and I really encourage you, and I'm here for you
the whole time. Thank you so much. That means a lot that y'all were listening the whole night, so thank you so, so much for calling, and just thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
That is what's up. I hope that if I get an interview, I get the Destiny phone call. Like, I hope the board blows up like yours. Like, that is so dope, Destiny. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yes, they are. And I mean, like, it takes a lot for people to take time out of their night to.
Yeah, it does.
To, I mean, that's just amazing. We really have to be that person, and you really are. You do bring the people out. You bring in new listeners and new views. And it's just amazing that everyone's tuned in tonight to support you. And I wish you nothing but the best. And, of course, I'm right here in your corner. And it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Golden, I'm going to pass the mic.
Thank
you
so much.
Oh, no, I just want to tell her to keep going, man. She's already, you know, we have talks on Global. She calls into the show, talks on Twitter. She already know I got that production ready for her, lined up. Like,
yeah,
Destiny's going to be cool, man. You know what I'm saying? And I just, like, all the stuff that we talked about today, you know, not taking all that support for granted. She doesn't even need those talks, you know. To going out there and not, you know, being scared of rejection, she doesn't need that talk, you know. So it's a lot of things that 14-year-old that she's packing in her 14-year-old little self that adults need to move around in the world with, you know what I'm saying? So she has the tools, she has the mentality, she has the know-how, she has the talent. The world just has to know it. So this is how it happens. She gets on the radio show. She gets in front of the stages. She gets it, and then that energy's put out there, and then it's spread from another person to another person to another person. And before you know it, before you know it, we'll be like, remember when Destiny Underwood called in? That's just how it happens.
That's
so,
right.
You know,
I'm looking forward
ready.
To it.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's coming.
I am too.
It's coming.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I see it. I see it. Well, again, like I said, we could keep you hostage all night, but I know you have to move forward. And, again, thank you so much for coming by, Destiny, and shout-out to all of your supporters and fans that called in tonight for you, definitely.
And nice new photo shoot she did.
Yes,
nice photo.
Yes. Thank you.
That came out really nice.
Yes, they did, yes. Beautiful pictures. Thank you. So much, and thank y'all for letting me be a guest on y'all's show. It was an honor, and I want to also again shout out to everybody who called and everybody who's listening and everybody who's backing me, whether you're listening or not. I just want to say thank y'all so, so much, and, you know, stay tuned for new music, and don't forget to follow me on all of the sites and go like all my stuff, and just thank y'all so, so much. There it is. Thanks so much, Destiny.
Go like her stuff.
Thanks, y'all. All right, you have a great night.
Y'all too.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye. So much fun, so much fun. Definitely a pleasure and an honor to have Miss Destiny Underwood, rising young starlet in the making on The Cut tonight. That was dope. That was dope. I'm looking forward to that day, Golden, like you said. Looking ahead.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming, man. Like I said, it's a lot of rare qualities that you get in some people, man.
Oh, yeah.
I know young people, 14-year-old attitudes are cocky. You know, so many people have filled their heads up with, oh, you're great, you're this, you're that. And they haven't done half the stuff she's done. You know
That's
what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you got her at that age with things that she's accomplished and telling other people to be humble because she knows you have to remain that way.
That's right.
The intangibles are there. And like I said, all that's left is for the energy and the talent to spread from person to person to person. And when you're young like that, you could build a fan base organically. You start them off being fans with you at 14, and they grow with you.
That's right.
It's just like how Bow Wow did.
About to say
you know
that.
What I'm saying? Like, I mean, Bow Wow has fans that have actually grown up with him.
That's
They're
right.
grown women now. He's a grown man, and they still follow everything he does.
That's
so
right.
So when you're in those type of positions, that is definitely a position that you don't take advantage of. You build it. You engage your fans. You know, you do whatever you can with them. Talk to them. You know, tell them thank you for the support. She always puts up YouTube videos, so she knows exactly what it takes. So
that's right.
Everybody listening that supports her, continue to support her. Any advice you have for her, give it, you know, give it to her. Any advice you need, ask her for it. Cause
that's right.
Give you some advice, you know what
that's
I'm saying?
Right.
So it's either
it's
way. You get it or you can give it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
She knows it, man. She got it.
She does. And when you write, you just got it, and that's what it is. So definitely, again, shout out to our special guest tonight, Destiny Underwood. And you can follow the Twitters at D-E-S-T-19.
and we will tweet that on the at G14 Radio Twitter. Again, everybody that's tuning in for the first time tonight, G14 Radio The Cut via the brand, global14.com. That's Jermaine Dupri's site. Head over there, holler at Destiny. You can catch her at Destiny Underwood. We'll give, again, all of the information and the links out on the Twitter for all the new listeners and new supporters. Definitely check her out. Check out her YouTube covers. And what we're going to do right now, because you know what, I forgot tomorrow is Valentine's Day. That's how lame I'm feeling right now. But because I was reminded, because I was so reminded, I got options though, I ain't tripping. But look, because I was reminded, what I want to do is actually play Lance Somerville. That's also Global 14. And let me tell you guys something. We're not biased, okay? This is just good music, period, hands down. Lance Somerville, I Wish You Were Mine. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Let's get something. Let's get a mood going real quick. Something nice, something sweet. G14 Ready to Cut. Coming back with the news, and we going in on them Grammys.
Every time I lay down, every time I close my eyes, I'm thinking about that girl. Never met a woman so amazing, and I pray to God she never changed. Oh girl, it's something about your love that is so wrapped up, oh, whoa.
G14 Radio The Cut. That was Lance Somerville with I Wish You Were Mine. Valentine's Day. Oh, so sweet, so cute. I hope you got someone to cuddle up next to. If not, cuddle up with yourself. Get your chocolates. Watch
Man,
TV.
I'm a D. You know, shout out to everybody who's like, yeah, that's all good. But, you know. V-Day special, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've always got my Valentine's Days together, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
What I'm saying is this, commercializing it too much.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just
yeah, they
go
give
be
you
with
money.
The person you love, and you know what I'm saying? And
right.
Do your thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the stores, people scrambling, trying to
I
knock
know.
You over.
Oh,
I'm
my
like, God. Yo, is this Black Friday? What are y'all doing?
That's what I'm
What's
saying.
Going on?
Look. Look, let me tell you, because you, oh my God, you be right
Cards
here.
Cards all on the floor, scattered all
saying.
On the floor. People act like they're savages.
Look,
you know?
It was crazy. I went to Target. I'm trying to tell you, you understand. I went to Target because I was trying to get the twins, because I didn't want to do it at Walmart. I can't do it. So I went to Target, And I was trying to get the twins their little Valentine's Day joints. They have them, like, two-part. It's just a lot. So I had to get them the Valentine's Day. I got them, like, Avengers and stuff. But it was that entire, they had a couple of aisles. I'm talking about flooded, like, crazy. Kids, parents, I mean, just adults. I mean, it was really, really bad. It was stuff everywhere, like you said, in the aisles. It was just madness. The lines were...
Like, they throwing them in the air and just letting them fall.
I don't know what they was doing.
All these cards and envelopes on the floor.
I don't know what they was doing. I came in, quietly, peacefully to get the, Valentine's Day joints. I said, oh, my God. I mean, I did that to avoid the Walmart drama and still got the Walmart drama. So, and the lines, I guess, that were just completely to the back. I didn't get home till like 7:15, so I was like, oh my God, I'm be late for the show, standing in this long line for Valentine's Day. So I couldn't agree with you more on there. But Grammy night. Oh my Lord, oh my Lord. I have a couple things to say. I have a couple things that I wanted to say.
Go right ahead.
I just want to start with, I mean, we can get all into the performance, and I actually have a caller that I'm going to bring on live. He just called in. Shout out to Cupid, Global 14. That's what's up. He said he just stepped in and called in, and he's going to go in with the Grammy situation on us. But I just want to say, first and foremost, definitely. I want to say the speeches, I just want to start there. And I was tweeting like crazy during the Grammys. And I had been missing it a couple of years, but I definitely made sure to tune in last year, this year for the show. And I really was disappointed by the speeches. I didn't need it to be an Oscar-winning speech, but I needed people to have it together. And I was just blown away by the things that were said during the speeches. I don't have any specific quotes and all of that, but, I mean, guys, if you didn't watch the Grammys, I'm pretty sure somebody YouTubed these. I mean, it was bad to me. Like, the performances were worse. I mean, but... It just was shocking that when people got their award, the things they were saying, I was like, what is going on right now? Like, nobody has any type of etiquette. Nobody knows what to say. Frank Ocean was just the best at it, and I'm just like, okay. So to me, the speeches were, I just hated everybody's speech except for, who was it? I can't remember who it was, but I just was hating everything everybody was saying. It was just so confusing and just, I just hated it. I mean, that was just me. I was just like, this has got to be a PR's nightmare right now. I mean, it was just the worst. And who for me? I think, what did you think? Did you care about that at all? Is it just me that was bothered by the speeches?
Nah, I don't care about the
I didn't think so.
The speeches as much, as long as they just thank, whoever they want to thank. But I always look and see if they thank the fans,
Yeah, me too.
Thank the fans. For me, then that's cool. You want to mention the management team, the production companies, everybody else, all that's cool. You want to thank God, that's great. You want to thank your parents, whatever. Mm-hmm. All that's good. But, in music, you have to be supported in order to be, nominated for a Grammy. So the fans are definitely the most important. If somebody gets up there and doesn't thank the fans, then I'm like, that's kind of ungrateful,
It
that's the reason why
there. It was quite a few.
So if you didn't do that, then it's kind of like, okay, you need to come back down to reality a little bit and check yourself,
It was just all over.
I think a lot of people get nervous, that especially first-time winners, when you get up in front of a lot of people and you just won something, like, and you're not like an orator, you're just like a musician. Sometimes it's easy for people to forget and just be like, oh my God, in the moment type stuff.
Right.
So
yeah,
I can always see where the first, I guess, artist first winning a Grammy, if they get up there like, oh my God, I can understand that because it has to be overwhelming, not only the feeling of winning the best award in music, but then having to say something about it in front of a room full of people. And you're not used to doing that. So I can see some people.
And Golden's going to give him a pass. I'm not giving him a pass. I mean, I need you all to get it together. It was bad, Golden. Like, I should have went back and Googled and YouTube. And I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, I want to know the ones you talked about.
Oh, my God, you don't know.
I guess I didn't even pay attention enough to even, kind of.
No, it was tragic. It was tragic, I'm telling you. And I wasn't the only one that felt that way. So, oh, my God, you got to fill me on this. We can get to that later. Cupid, you live with us. I didn't know if you knew I pulled you by. We don't have to rant too much on the speeches, but were you impressed?
Well, they seemed pretty simple. They didn't, you know, seem like nobody actually wrote their speeches like they used to. Well, you know, they basically had to tell somebody to get off stage. Everybody pretty much kept it short and sweet. And, you know, like you said earlier, a PR is a nightmare, but I totally agree with Golden that, you know, as long as you thank your fans. You know, and I thought it was kind of cool that, who was it that won that when Prince was up there?
Oh, my goodness,
oh,
who did?
Oh, yeah, Gaultier.
Oh, I loved him.
Yeah,
he was great.
When you see somebody that, you know, does music and is up there on stage and is still a fan of music, and I thought it was, like, pretty cool that they was, like, really, you know, and, you know, up there with Prince, you know,
Yeah, and they paid the right homage to Prince while they were up there,
He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I feel that.
He's one of my favorites. What was the best Grammy performance?
I really like Carrie Underwood. I just love her voice. I've never heard that song before, but I've always loved her voice.
I think Jack White murdered
really
it.
Stuck out. And
I think Jack White killed it.
Who?
I didn't see his performance. I was late when I came out. What time
Jack White. He
performed
a little bit toward the end, but he murdered it up there. He did some, he killed it. Like, Jack White is real talented, man. And also the Bob Marley tribute, I thought was dope. I love Bruno Mars and I love his band. Love those cats. I love the show that they put together, the songs that they make. So when I saw him and then Sting came out and, you know, Sting, you know, then Rihanna, then, you know, Stephen Marley and Damian Marley, I was like, yeah, this, I can dig this. So I like that film.
Absolutely. I also enjoy Kelly Clarkson just for the vocals. She was amazing. And her power and control is blew me out, just really took me away. So I really enjoyed her as well. Worst performance, I think we already
I like Carrie Underwood. I like Carrie Underwood.
I like Carrie too. I liked her too. And, and ironically, they're both American Idol winners. So, well, it's not ironically, but they're both American Idol winners. So, like, what does that say? But, you know what? Frank Ocean.
Oh my God!
I hate to ask
my
if that's
Lord.
What you thought, but I, you know, because I don't kill him, don't go
well,
too bad.
Well, if you follow
but,
me on Twitter, you probably saw me tweet something.
Oh, I was.
That night, you know what? This is what I gotta say about that. Like, Frank Ocean is talented.
That's right.
Frank Ocean nominated for Grammys. When you're nominated for Grammys and it's your first time, I can take, you know, nerves are going to kick in or whatever. But
that's right.
This is not the first time that I've seen Frank Ocean live and thought he is not good live. He's a studio artist. And, like, what I mean by that is his songs are the songs that touch people. Like, if you're a girl, you love Frank Ocean. And if you even dudes love Frank Ocean until they found out that he was gay. And then some dudes had to back off because they were like, well, if you're singing about a man, I'm not really down with that. You know what I'm saying? But still, his songs come across to the average listener strongly. So when he got up there and he was, first of all, I thought he was singing that song to make a statement. Like, I'm going to go up here and sing this song about a gay, about me being gay and feeling this man in front of the whole Grammy audience. Okay, if you're going to go up there and do that, you got to do that for real.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
that's,
saying? Because
that's,
if you're trying to bring something across, you got to bring that across for real. But when he got up there, that mumbling, not open your mouth type singing he was dealing with was horrible.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there like, wow, dude, like,
yeah.
You should have sung the song that you've been used to singing in front
right.
of everybody else if you was going to come up here and do it like this.
Right.
I just thought that performance. And then that offbeat whistling at the end, I thought it was a joke. I was like, oh, my God, she's killing me.
Yeah, I was talking to that Cupid. What did you think about Frank Ocean's performance?
So he was looking for new fans last night. He didn't do it.
Okay.
I've seen people that were on Twitter and Facebook that had never heard of the guy before, and
mm-hmm.
then they basically were saying, I was like, what is this? You know, what is he? And then the name Forrest Gump, you know, went in. I guess unless people actually knew that he was bisexual, you probably wouldn't understand the song.
Mm-hmm.
And you not knowing who this guy is, you know, it really didn't help him out that well last night.
Yeah, he kind of, I agree with that totally.
Me too.
If any new person was like, hey, I want to, you know, get to know this guy, he lost him that night. I mean, the best of people were just like trying to make excuses for him. But like I said, that song right there. As a matter of fact, I had never heard that song before Grammy night. And I had to go listen to it online. And first of all, I'm straight, so I don't feel that song at all. But I'm listening to the words of that song, and I'm just like, wow. If he wanted to sing, that would probably have been the first ever, well, it was, but it didn't come across how it should have.
Right.
The first ever young man on stage not pretending to sing a song about a woman. He would have been the first to come across real crazy talking about how he's feeling another man. And when you do that horribly, then people don't want to talk about it in the history books. And, you know what I'm
right,
saying? Just imagine
right.
if you would have got up there and killed it.
Right. It would have been
like, oh, my God, this was like groundbreaking.
Exactly.
A young black man gets on stage and sings about loving another man and how he's so buffed and strong and he's Forrest Gump because he runs through his mind. It was amazing. He was so horrible that people are like, I don't even know what that song was about.
Right,
Forrest
that's
Gump,
what I'm saying.
Like, what's going on?
Nobody, you know what? And then just like, you know, I guess with, I mean, I was very disappointed because I have to tell you, I actually heard Forrest Gump a while back, way before, like, that is one of the songs that actually started the whole gay rumors and all of that before he actually made the announcement. So I heard the song, and I always thought he was doing it for more females because, again, this is before the announcement. So I thought he was just doing it for us. You know how some people do the third person or whatever? So, like, I thought it was kind of one of those deals until, of course, months later, the announcement. But I've seen him perform this song so many times in front of his fans, and it's a whole nother different scenario. So when I saw this, yeah, he really killed it. Like, and you didn't, like I said, I really enjoyed it. And again, this is months before the announcement. I still like this song because I think it's a very creative that he's doing as a writer, what he did. Like you said, nobody even knew what he was talking about. He was saying, running through my mind, you know, whatever. And it's not going to be to everybody's liking. But the point is that he is talented. But that was such a failure, and a disappointment, especially if you were a Frank Ocean fan, because you're like, you could have did better. And the whistling, I still was shocked. I was just like,
where
did this come from? I've never seen him whistle at the show. Like, he really, I don't understand it. And then he kept opening his eyes every now and then to see if the audience was rocking, and they wasn't. They wasn't feeling it. And at that point,
they wasn't feeling it at all.
Right. So when you opened your eyes and you saw they wasn't rocking and vibing with you, why didn't you amp it? That's your artistry, and you says, I need to turn it up a notch. I need to do something, a cappella or something. But that might have been worse. But I'm just saying, I don't understand. I was so lost during the performance.
And I was just, like, shocked. And I was like, I hope this was publicity. But then I was like, oh, my God, it wasn't, you know? So I was like, maybe he said JT and them did their thing. Miguel, he said, I'm just going to come here crashing. I mean, maybe he just was intimidated. I don't know. You know, I took in consideration nerves and all of that, but the whistling at the end, that did it for me. I was so done with him. I was like, I'm done. I am so done. Yeah. And my Twitter line was going crazy.
Sorry, Frank. Wasn't feeling that joint at all. I don't care if he would have sung it great.
Right.
If
I know you
man,
not.
I wouldn't have felt it
I
at,
know.
At all. Anyway, but at least the performance.
Right.
I would have given him kudos
for having
the
a good performance. Right.
Right. But see, that's what I'm saying, though.
Right.
When you're trying to bring across something that's different,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to set the tone for other kids that may be in the closet and scared
mm-hmm.
to come, that could have been a big moment, like I said, in history. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? If he would have tore that down, they would have been talking about that in a whole different way. But since it was kind of, you know, it was horrible, they got to sweep it under the rug. But I've never seen that. I've never seen no young black R&B singer get up there and sing on stage about a man. I've never seen that.
I mean,
Luther Vandross was gay. I've never heard Luther Vandross sing about a man. Peebo
mm-hmm.
Bryson, he was gay. I never heard him sing about a man.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was gay? There's a lot of dope gay R&B singers that you never knew were gay because they never sang about a man.
Mm-hmm.
So then this would have been the first kid
mm-hmm.
to bring that across. I just think he blew a crazy opportunity, man.
Yeah, he definitely did. And like I said, a complete failure. It wasn't, it just wasn't up to par. I'm sorry, it's not up to standard, especially, you know, just, and anybody that, like Golden has said, like Cupid has said, who didn't know who he was, this just killed it for him. They're done. They don't need to hear no more. They don't care about thinking about you. That was enough. They're done with it. They're over it. Anything else?
Think about this, too, though. Think about the incident with him and Chris Brown just a week or
That's
a
what
few
I'm
days
saying.
Prior. Now, on one hand, you got a super talented dude that could
mm-hmm.
be the next Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
career just going downhill because of
mm-hmm.
the shit that he's getting into.
Mm-hmm.
I love to see Chris Brown perform.
Me too.
Love it. That brother always, the dance moves, amazing. The singing, everything. Like, this dude could be the next Michael, but
mm-hmm.
everything is in his life that is wrong. And it just keeps going down and down. So then he fights the Frank Ocean, and people are like, all right, beat up the gay dude. I heard he called him a faggot when he was punching him. And
yeah.
So he's sitting right in front of this dude.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't have put Chris Brown
yeah. they,
any
they
closer
did that.
To the stage. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So and he, imagine how he's feeling looking at him perform, win Grammys over him.
Right.
And then got up there and did that horrible performance.
Absolutely.
Like, I hope that was a wake-up call for Chris Brown. Like, don't lose your spot, bro, because
right.
you got super talent. You
right.
feel me? And I just think you need some guidance right now. You know what I'm saying? I would have
right.
much rather see Chris Brown tear that speech up than
I
that
think.
Whistle stuff that was going on.
That whistling was the worst. I mean, like I said, that sealed it. I said, this nigga did not just start with... I couldn't believe it. I was like, he just started... I mean,
oh,
I really was
shit.
Like, oh my God, is he with... My whole Twitter timeline was like, why
it
is he
weird. With... It was just weird. His whole team is weird.
And it wasn't
whole
good whistling.
Future camp. It's weird. Even when they cut to the dudes clapping in the audience, like Earl's sweatshirt, I like his raps. He's a cool rapper, but dude looks crazy. Like they're just out there looking like kids that just came out of like a group home, but a slow group home. You know what I'm saying? It's just weird how Odd Future comes across.
Cute.
You know what I'm saying? It's very weird. I think he had a bucket hat, and they called him. clapping for Frank Ocean, and I'm just like, he was the only one standing up, him and Tyler, and I was just like, why are these guys here like that?
Oh, my God. I just can't. Do you guys remember Garbage
Did you see that
Cupid
part when they cut to them?
No, I didn't. I think I was on my, I was tweeting and I was just upset. Like, I was, you don't understand. I really was just like,
is Cupid
oh my
still
God.
On the phone?
Like, that's what I said,
yeah,
Cupid. I mean, what?
Did you see that part when they cut to them clapping
yes.
for Frank Ocean?
Yes, I did. It was
so what,
very
what did
awkward.
You think?
But did you see
that?
Adele get mad at Chris for not standing up when Frank won?
Right. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I knew she was gonna do something. I knew somebody was gonna have something to say to Chris Brown that
right.
night. It was
right.
like he's fresh off beating him up.
Right.
So now that people are going to look like, oh, now you can't be gracious because he won. Chris Brown can't win for losing right
he
now.
He can't. He can't. And I was so, mm-hmm. I was done with my timeline as well with a couple of the Chris. I mean, they got on him all night, no matter what it was. When Rihanna was on stage, Frank was on stage, Frank was winning, Rihanna winning. Like, whatever it was, Chris Brown's name was mentioned. So I was just like, really? You know? So,
they're not under even. The man tried to shake that guy's
yeah,
hand.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Before they got into a fight.
He
so,
did.
So please, people, know what happened before mm-hmm. you just started. He's trying to make peace. He's trying to get back on the right track.
Yeah.
People won't let him.
I mean,
I don't know. I don't know what they want from him.
I know. Rihanna took him back. Who are y'all to? I mean, really? I'm done with it.
Yeah, I don't want to hear no more about Chris Brown and Rihanna. Listen,
no,
if
I
she
don't.
Gets beat up again and he gets in some rage, she knew she went back. You feel what I'm saying? She's just going to have to take her lumps. I don't think Chris is going to do nothing crazy. But then again, I just think that somebody really influential needs to intervene in Chris
right.
Brown's career. Not now, but right now. Somebody that man looks up to needs to intervene right now before
I'm
this
sorry.
Dude loses it.
You're not
he just tweeted
right.
that his life was hell.
You did not say right. That just made me laugh. That was hilarious. Like I said, I'm done with them. I'm done hearing about Chris Brown. Done hearing about Rihanna. And I'm over Frank Ocean as well, especially after the whistling. I'm done. I'm done. And you know what I thought about? Golden after the whistling, I was like, I should hit Rail up and see what he thought about
oh,
the performance.
Oh, man.
Rail
went in
saying,
on Frank Ocean.
Rail been saying he ain't riding for Frank, so I thought about hitting him up. He's actually going to be performing not too far from where I'm at tomorrow or Friday, so I was thinking about hitting him up. And this is weird. I'm speaking about Rail from R&B singer who used to be Rockefeller Records. He was actually on the show at one point. So real, real dope. But that's who we're referring to. But yeah, he wasn't. I'm sure he wasn't feeling it. And I can't wait to ask him his take. But
that's crazy.
Anything else?
Anything else on the Grammys that stood out?
Not really. I mean, nothing I care to discuss. Cupid, what you think?
Other than that, what we mentioned, I mean, everything else was okay. It was normal. It was
kind of
dull, I guess. I mean,
it was. Really I know. I felt kind of forced to watch it because of today. But, yeah. I
those Mumford and Sons dudes are talented as hell, too.
I think I know what you're talking about. Cause
Johnny
quote,
Depp introduced them that night.
Okay,
I was like, wow, these are some talented dudes, man. Yeah. You know, they like play banjos and all that stuff, but their stuff sounded really nice and together. So it was, you know what? For the Grammys, I mean, it wasn't anything spectacular. I really wanted Nas to win one, and he
mm-hmm.
didn't. He was nominated for 4, and it's just like Nas keeps getting nominated, but he doesn't win.
Yeah.
And Drake won for Take Care,
mm-hmm.
best rap album. Shout out to Drake. Shout out to that new joint he got. I love that Started From The Bottom joint. That joint is so hard. And what else? Oh, stop getting on Jay-Z for talking about Dream's hat. He wasn't.
Oh, I know.
It was just a joke. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's like, oh, Jay-Z, oh, he shit on Dream. Come on, man. Like,
I know.
He was just kidding around with the brother. That's it, man. But, oh, and shout out to Jay-Z for drinking the Louis 14 out of the Grammy Award. Gotta love that.
Jay-Z's a boss. He does his thing.
Bottle service in the first row. They were drinking. Like, he was standing up with the Louis in the glass while the show was going. Yo, Jay-Z's the man. Jay-Z's the man.
Okay, I know what I want to ask you guys. Who did you, because I'm really into fashion, but I know we can't just sit here and talk about fashions and shoes and purses. But who did you guys think was the best looking female?
J-Lo.
Okay. Cupid, who was your favorite?
Rihanna.
Okay.
Rihanna.
Okay. Okay. Well, I just was interested. Just wanted to know.
I just love Rihanna. I mean, she could have wore Adele's dress, and she still would have been the finest one.
Yeah, Adele had on some straight up. She looked like the villain off The Wiz. Remember the lady that
Maybelline.
Sat on the toilet on The Wiz?
Yeah, Maybelline.
Yeah, she had some shit on like her at the Grammys. But when you sell 21 million records,
you
can rock some shit like
that. For sure you can, for sure. Well, thank you, Cupid, for hanging with us. I know we just kind of dragged about the Grammys, but, you know, really, Frank Ocean brought me down, but I had to speak on it. But thank you so much for calling
in. I wanted to talk about Rick Ross getting shot at, too. We never
We didn't, because he wasn't
on
the show
last
week.
Because I know how much
love
Rick Ross.
Stay on. I know. I was going to say Rick Ross is his favorite artist. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely my favorite rapper.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, you said you mentioned it last time.
I
wasn't on the show.
Right.
I was a little under the weather, sinuses and allergies, all that. But, look, Rick Ross, I guess Luke wrote him a letter. And I think Luke, I like that letter that Luke wrote him.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people asking me everywhere, yo, how brother shoot at a big-ass Rolls Royce and don't hit it once?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can. I mean, even Stevie Wonder would have hit that car one time. Like, but do I think it was a publicity stunt? No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a publicity stunt. My take on it, and I shared it with a few people, is that, and maybe I'm dead wrong, but it's the only way I can justify nobody being able to hit a Rolls Royce. And you've got, I mean, what they say, they found like 15 shots in other buildings and shit like that. A Rolls Royce is a big, big car. I don't know who stood next to one or been in one, but they are big, wide and tall.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my only explanation for that could have been, look, Ross is in trouble with gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
If gangsters are really trying to kill him, what's the one thing that gangsters want to stay away from? The law.
Mm-hmm.
Jail.
Mm-hmm.
So if I fake a shooting
so
that the cops could be investigating me and be around me more, I just basically got police protection without saying I need it. You know what I'm saying? If I was to be setting up a shooting, I'd be like, okay, if I set up this shooting, and now these cops is around me because they're investigating the shooting, niggas ain't going to be trying to come around me to plug me. they don't want to stay away from me because they know I'm surrounded by these people right now.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
the only thing that I could think of why he would do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he would crash his Rolls Royce for publicity and run into a wall and
mm-hmm.
fake getting shot at. But I can see somebody doing that to get real killers off their neck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I know. And I didn't even form an opinion because I left it up to the callers, and a couple of people called in, and one of them, in particular, Jeezy, actually called in. Not Young Jeezy. Y'all know I would have fainted. But Jeezy from Global 14 actually called in, and he was like, he would hope it wasn't publicity because that man was like 38 and he was just, or 40 or something, he said, and he was just like, that's ridiculous if it was publicity. He was just kind of saying he hoped it wasn't as well and didn't think it was. Cause, and I don't think any of us thought it was, but we were hoping it wasn't. And I saw what you were saying about Luke as well, because I mentioned that. But I'm kind of tired of Rick Ross being in the news as well. And I know that the hate for him is real. and also with him being one of the gatekeepers, as we said, per se, here on the show, as we refer to him, I mean, that doesn't make it any better or easier. So, I mean, I don't even know what to say about it. But, you know, maybe Cupid can shed some light since that's his homie when it comes to the business. What did you think?
I don't think it was a publicity stunt either. I think it was basically, you know, a lot of the GDs that's going in on Ross isn't part of the real folk nation. You know what I mean? Because in order to do something like that, you GDs have a higher court. They have a court system. You mm-hmm. have to do something like this to bring so much publicity to a street gang that's literally about the money. You know, you have to go to a higher court. So most of these GDs that's making this video and stuff, it just spread like wildfire. You know, one led to another, one led to another, and it's like, you know, what the hell's going on? You know, in order to call a black out to go out and do something like this to a celebrity, like I said, you got to go to a higher court. So most of these GDs, even though they do still live on the, you know, they bout that street life, you know, it's not the real gangster disciples. They are real gangster disciples, but they're not, you know, part of the, I can't even say
I see
this.
What you're saying. The I understand what you're saying.
Okay,
I'm
glad you understand what I'm saying because, I mean, it's just not, I don't know. Like, when I grew up, that's who I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
I was never jumped in, but in my neighborhood, that's all that there was gangster disciples.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know about most of the system and things like that, but it's real. And I think
mm-hmm.
somebody was just trying to send a message. Some little local gangster disciple knew that he was there and blah, blah, blah. And it may not even been the gangster disciples, you know, because, I mean, I hear things all the time about Ross not getting no respect in Florida from the street
mm-hmm.
dudes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure, you know, police can, you know, touch on that a little bit more if you know that's where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just hearsay, internet rumors and things like that. But
mm-hmm.
in order to have a hit from a gangster disciple, you have to go to court.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're not going to allow
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's
never.
Protocol you have to follow.
Yeah, I was
going to
say some type
real,
of
real gang activity.
That's the word, right?
They definitely got protocol that they
mm-hmm.
follow. Like I said, I don't even, the GDs that put out these videos, you know, they have raps at the end. So I don't even take that shit seriously. It's like somebody ends up rapping at the end of it. You know what I'm saying? A song about being a Maybach killer or whatever have you. So, and I know Gangsta Disciples are dead real. You know, I
mm-hmm.
know a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
I wish gangs would get out of hip-hop altogether because
mm-hmm.
hip-hop is actually making gangs look weak.
Mm-hmm.
They're making them look suspect because
mm-hmm.
when somebody talks shit to a gang member or you know, you got a bunch of gang members saying that Ross better cut that check, and then Ross goes on the radio and says, I was just in your town with a Shirley Mink on, nigga, like on stage. Ain't nothing happened to me. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Or when somebody from the Crip gang tells Gucci Mane not to come to Macon because of the dude he killed, and then Gucci Mane shows up in Macon, goes on stage, gets that check, and it makes the gang look weak. Like, damn, you know, y'all said that I was going to do something, I ain't do shit. So I think gangs need to just remove that shit from hip-hop. Don't put up anything that you're going to do something to somebody, because then when you don't do it, you just making your whole set look like, what that nigga put that video out there for then? it's starting to look real weird. It's starting to get real funny. And gangs are very real. You know what I'm saying? There's somebody out there right now getting shot at and might not live because of their shooting. For however they do it, whatever they're doing it for, they're doing it. It's real. This YouTube gangbanging shit and integrating it with the hip hop culture is making these gangs look super weak. They looking like a facade, like they not even, you know, it's just very weird, man. It's like I don't like seeing it, because what happens is it's the niggas in your entourage that are gonna do something crazy. It ain't the rappers. And then you got people in the gangs threatening these rappers. They not doing nothing to you, right? That Gucci Mane shit, like, that dude sounded very sincere. Like, listen, I don't got nothing against you, but if you come here, you're going to be disrespectful. You already killed one of our set members. We let that ride because he was trying to kill you. You got him. So we can be a real man about this. But now you mention it back again in songs. Now you want to come make money in the town where he from. We ain't going to let that happen. Then what happened? Gucci Mane go right up to the damn place and perform and get his money.
Yeah.
So if nothing happens to Gucci Mane, God forbid, but if nothing happens to him, then what was all that for? He didn't have to do it in the first place.
I
know gangs are real. I got people in them, man. Like, I just hate this hip hop gang banging, this YouTube banging. I can't stand this shit.
YouTube banging.
The whole new age of banging.
Indicting themselves, indicting themselves.
I don't even want
to. I mean, there's 30 cats around my way that just got bagged up, all 30. And when the dude got on the news and was in front of the podium, he said, they made this real easy for us. They went on the YouTube and filmed themselves talking and doing all types of crazy stuff. We just followed all the videos to find out where they were, what they were doing, what they had going on. And they pretty much told us everything from there. We have been investigating them for a whole year and a half, and the YouTube videos just helped us speed it up.
And
there's a number of people that have done their sets like that because of YouTube. So I just think they should just chill off, you know, leave the cameraman at home. You know, just if he's a gangbanging cameraman, just tell him, hey, stay home.
I think another thing, the YouTube videos have basically glorified gangbanging. They make it seem like that gangbanging is cool and that it's a game. You know, back in the 90s, you know, when you seen gang members, you had some, you may not have been scared of them, but you had a certain type of fear that what they could do to you. You know, when people were actually afraid to join a gang, you know, you had to get jumped in for 2 minutes or 45 seconds, or you had to go out and the first person to flash you with their car, you had to shoot them. But nowadays, I mean, it's not like that. When they see Lil Wayne, who's not even a real Pyru, you know, they think that shit's cool. And YouTube has glorified that.
Yeah, it is. It's hurt. It's hurting it, man. I could attest to that. Walking to New York, going to the basketball courts, you and your boys, you're about three deep, and then you see a group of about eight niggas walking your way, and you got to pass them. That shit does not feel good unless you know them. Right. Luckily, when you in your hood, you know some of these niggas. You grew up with these niggas, so people ain't getting pounded out. You know, I knew a lot of cats, so I wasn't getting pounded out. Niggas just knew I wasn't in no gang. You know, one of my cousins was like the main cat in our town, so nobody was messing with me regardless. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out my cousin. Shout out C-Rad. Just came home from doing 15 years down, and that's my man right there. I'm going to see him soon. But, I mean, yo, it's not a good feeling not knowing what could happen to you, because their job is basically to terrorize your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And if you're not in a gang, in the gang to get you to try to join, you know? So Cupid is right. This shit, it was never no game. And now it just looks like a play game. And it's not. Like he said, the a lot of these cats that's repping these gangs, man, listen, I don't know what to tell you about all that. They like to get in the picture, throw the E. Some people throw that East Side sign and don't even know what that means. They just get in the picture, do the sign, because everybody does it in the picture. I've seen people get beat up for not being in the gang, rocking the wrong color. I've seen people get beat up for saying peace God and not knowing they 5% lessons. Like, there was times when shit was real, and you couldn't just fake a part of shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So that, like you said, YouTube is glorifying this shit, and it's waking up a bunch of kids to be involved in some shit that they really don't know. And that's where you get a lot of snitching from. A lot of kids get hit with that time, and they're not ready to do that shit. They ready to tell. They ready to do all that because they wasn't really even built for that shit. But this new age is making it seem like you are built for it. You can be cool. I can skateboard down the street with the red flag hanging off my joint and be cool and in the game. Until you get that skateboard flipped and stomped out, shot, or killed.
Yeah, it's very real. It's very real, and it's sad that you don't see both sides often portrayed online, rather. Or like you said, Cupid through the YouTube. You don't see both sides. So it's definitely unfortunate, you know, and what can you do?
And we out of time.
We are out of time, though. But on a lighter note, we'll be back next week. Sometimes that's how we do. Everybody that's listening for the first time, we do these type things sometimes. We do go off into subjects, and it's very real on this show. That's one thing you're going to know. Thank you so much, Cupid, for calling in and chatting with us. Spontaneous, definitely a pleasure. It always is.
anybody that's listening, what did you say, Cupid?
I said I got off early today, so I actually got to join in on with you guys.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. And if anybody else ever hear us going in on topics, call in, man. Speak. If you got a topic you want to go in on, call in and speak. You know what I'm saying? All we doing is dropping knowledge, trying to gain knowledge, and talking about some different things that's going on out here, because if we don't support each other, who will? You know what I'm saying? So.
That's right. Absolutely. For real. Thank you so much, Cupid. We hope to see you when we touch down to the ATL, Shoddy, next weekend.
I will be there Thursday night.
What did you say, Persian night?
Yeah, I'll be there next Thursday night.
Okay, next Thursday night. Okay. Yeah, we're going to I'll get with you off the air at a later date. Sometimes it's later through the week to see pretty much where everybody's going to be at, the if there's any type of itinerary in place.
Cause, yeah, was there anybody get that? Is the meet and greet together? As a matter of fact,
I had hit up some people,
Yeah, we still here.
Did he cut off?
I didn't hear you. Oh, I hit up people on Global 14. Somebody never really replied. There's a few people that we would meet, you know, Gladys Knight's chicken before the bus. I mean, very few of them. Because, I mean, we'd have to meet someplace where Destiny can come. You know, and then that's my son's birthday, too, and he's going to be with me that day.
Okay.
He won't be with me like, when we go to the mansion party and then compound stuff, of course, you know. But other than that, I mean, we couldn't meet at no bar or anything like that because of people under the age of 21 meet us.
Okay, no Donald.
Right. I mean, I would love to have a meet and greet with everybody that Saturday or that, what is it, Saturday before the concert, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
And then
we'll
we can
see.
Just walk on over there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what it do. And again, and now we just really on our time for real, but everybody listening again, G14 Radio Cut by Global14.com. So Death 20th anniversary happening next weekend on Fox Theater. February 23rd, so if you don't have your ticket, make sure you do so now. Definitely trying to touch down to that. And if anybody else is looking to go, definitely tweet us, let us know you're going to be out there. Cupid, you want to shout out your Twitter?
Was that it again?
You want to shout your Twitter out?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Cupid901, Cupid901.
Alrighty, and I'm at ONYX254. You can find me on Twitter and Google 14 and Golden.
I am THAGLUE, the glue, and on Global 14, Golden Fleece. Holla at us, man. Another one in the books. Shout out Destiny Underwood. Cupid
absolutely.
Coming through. You know how we get down.
Absolutely. Shout out to Spotlight. Shout out to pretty much everybody that called in. And
Spotlight calling in. Yeah, man. Definitely.
Chris
it was a good show.
Yeah, nice.
See
Scholar nice.
Calling in. Shout
very
out to
nice.
My allergies for still messing with me right now. Got me sounding like Fran Drescher. It's all good, man. I'm going to get that together. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Well, again, you know, I had to do this for the couples. And it's special. I'm going to go ahead, since we mentioned Rel, I'm going to actually drop his track. This is beautiful, lighting out tonight, G14 Radio The Cut.
Ever since you were born, baby, you were blessed with a gift that no one else could ever take. Who would have thought that you'd grow up to be? Such a vision for everyone to see. You could stop the world dead in its tracks. Simply walking by with a smile attached. Just one look at you and life ain't so bad. I can't help but let you know that you're so beautiful. Beautiful girl, you're beautiful girl. And it's your world, 'cause you're beautiful. No matter what, don't forget your worth. It's your world, 'cause you're beautiful. Beautiful girl, you're beautiful.
You're so beautiful.
Girl. It's your world, 'cause you're beautiful girl. No matter what,
don't forget your worth.
It's your world, 'cause you're beautiful. You walk in the room and light up the place. Even women notice your style and grace. And you don't have to try, baby, it's just so. And I'm sure you know. And you don't have to ask, 'cause most of the time the answer's already yes. Who in the world would want to see you get dressed? And even at your worst, you still look the best. I can't help but let you know. You're so beautiful. Beautiful girl. You're beautiful.
and cares. They slowly drift away. If only for the second that you are in my presence. It's like a piece of heaven. Touch me. Gotta be a God somewhere. Gotta be a God somewhere. Yeah. It's gotta be a God. You're beautiful.